I'm Chris Hyam with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and it's not too often you hear a songwriter compared to such distinctive Southern writers as Flannery O'Connor or Eudora Welty, but Kate Campbell has been. Growing up in Mississippi, shaped by both the folk music and civil rights movement of the time, along with Southern soul, country, and rock, she began to hone her songwriting skills. Since the mid-90s, those songs have poured out in a dozen albums. The most recent, her 2008 release, Save the Day, inspired by more literary figures, including Harper Lee, Joan Didion, Langston Hughes, and Thomas Merton. Campbell's at the Blue Door in Oklahoma City Friday and appears in a Dara House concert in Tulsa on Saturday. Another of Campbell's influences, James Taylor, has teamed up with another 70s hitmaker, Carole King, releasing the Live at the Troubadour CD and DVD set that celebrates both that legendary California venue's 50th anniversary and the place where King and Taylor first performed together back in 1970. Not surprisingly, the release includes songs like So Far Away, It's Too Late, Fire and Rain, and Sweet Baby James, and one suspects a similar set list when the two perform at the Sprint Center in Kansas City Friday. Also Friday, Knuckleheads in Kansas City hosts the aptly titled Honky Tonk Heroes concert with country legend Ray Price, along with special guests Billy Joe Shaver, Dale Watson, and Dallas Wayne. And national guitar player and raconteur Doug McLeod is at BB's Lawnside Barbecue in Kansas City. Finally, 5 decades later, the Temptations soldier on. One of Motown's biggest acts in the 60s has gone through nearly 24 members over the years, with Otis Williams the only remaining original temp. The group just released its 49th album, Still Here, and they're hitting the road behind it, playing the Stiefel Theater in Salina on Sunday. You'll find more on these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.